But right now, we want to remind people that it's time to get a cancer screening. Coming up on June 5th, it is the 25th anniversary of Cancer Survivors Day. And one of those things that help you survive cancer is the early detection. And that's what a screening can do. And to talk about that this morning, we have with us the CDC's Director of Cancer Prevention and Control, Dr. Lisa Richardson. Dr. Richardson, thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right, let's talk. If we talk about cancer screenings, can you kind of go down the ones that are available for people and maybe who and when they should get these screenings?
Absolutely. So, you know, most cancer screenings will start in middle age, other than cervical cancer. We recommend those start at 21. For colorectal cancer, it's 45. That was a brand new change last year that a lot of people who are between 45 and 50 don't know about, probably. For breast cancer, it's between 40 and 50, depending on your risk. And then lung cancer, I believe it's 55. That's that's the newest one that we recommend that you get that's been shown to work to find cancers before you have symptoms and, you know, improve the outcome.
Now, each of those screenings requires different ways to go about it. I guess the most idea is you're looking for some sort of irregularity or what?
Yeah, so we're looking for, so most people, when we talk about cancer screening, it's before you have symptoms. So let's say it's women get screened for breast cancer. They don't feel anything. There's nothing abnormal. But when we do the mammogram, we find the cancer. So that's what screening means. You find it before symptoms occur.
And how has the treatment over time changed, maybe even in the time that you've been kind of involved here? How evasive or, you know, non-invasive are some of these treatments once maybe a cancer is diagnosed?
Well, I'll tell you, I always hate to tell people when I finished my fellowship in oncology, but I finished in 1995, so it's been a while. And you're absolutely right. Cancer treatment has changed a lot. We have better drugs to control the side effects of cancer treatment, but we also have, pills now, some of the immunotherapies that we recommend. You know, you could get treated for lung cancer now, and it would be two pills, and you don't have to have intravenous chemotherapy. So things have progressed a lot. But, you know, the things that we still recommend you look out for are fever, if you're getting treated, because you could have a low white count, and that could be a very serious condition. And so those are the things have changed. Everything, I would say, in my opinion, mostly everything has gotten better. But it's just, you know, to get the treatment that's recommended and finish it.
Right. You mentioned how sometimes people don't have symptoms or whatever, and that's maybe the evil part of the cancer. Sometimes something is growing within us that we don't even know until there's something. What are some maybe early signs or things that people maybe should think about so that they could go to their doctor? And we've talked in the past with other doctors, especially over these last couple of years, people's routines are disrupted. Mm-hmm. They're not doing those regular things, or they're avoiding going to the doctor, that type of a thing.
Yeah, I think some of the things we heard at the very beginning of the pandemic is that people were just very scared to go in for care because they were afraid of getting COVID. I think, you know, that has improved a lot. We have procedures in place in the clinics now to keep people from getting sick, healthcare workers as well as people coming in for treatment. So I would highly recommend that if you need to be treated, you need a cancer screening, that you go in and get it.
And again, how much does your history or your family genes play into some of this? And what should you know about that to better prepare yourself for the possibility of being susceptible to these cancers?
Well, that's a great question. Most cancers, the biggest risk factor for getting cancer is getting older. Most people that get cancer don't have a family history and there's no genetics involved. Now, having said that, you know, if cancers happen in a lot of family members, they happen in young people, that's when you should be alert to thinking about, is there some gene that runs in your family? And talk to your provider about that, about being tested and what those genes might be. So, but no, the biggest risk factor for getting cancer is getting older.
Hmm. What about, is there anything kind of preventative things? We know with lung cancer, we always talk about don't smoke. How about your diet and exercise like that? How does that play into maybe staying healthy and having a better chance to battle cancer if it is to occur?
Yeah, so for smoking, there's about 12 cancers related to smoking. So it's not just lung cancer. That just happens to be the strongest association. But the other things we recommend, and these things are really, really hard. We talk about them like they're easy. is eating a, you know, eating a nutritious diet, being physically active, obviously, like you just said, not smoking. And the other thing we can do is, you know, there are several vaccines for cancer, including the human papillomavirus that causes cervical cancer. So there are things we can do. But as, you know, other than getting the vaccine, which is pretty easy, those other things can be fairly hard to do, but they do work to prevent cancer.
Well, we mentioned at the start that the 25th annual Cancer Survivors Day is coming up on June 5th. It's just a reminder that people can survive cancer. Sometimes we talk about the C word. When someone hears it, it sort of changes their life. And there's an emotional component that you also have to deal with, right, when you give a diagnosis like that, too. Where can people find out some more of some of the things we've talked about today, or maybe just understand the importance of these screenings?
Well, you can go to preventcancerinfections.org to learn about what you can do to stay healthy during the cancer treatment, and the cdc.gov/cancer for information about cancer screening, when to start, what the intervals are, all that kind of stuff. So there's a ton of information out there. We have a lot of things in Spanish as well as English.
Thank you. Doctor, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing the information.